They say people turn to faith in tough times, understandable, but tonight we have the results of a major new survey on religion in America. When it comes to the fastest growing tradition in this country, the numbers here might surprise you. NBC's Ann Thompson has our report.
In the name of the Father and of the Son.
Freedom of religion, a bedrock principle of the American way of life. But today a shrinking percentage of Americans identify themselves as members of organized religions. According to the new American Religious Identification Survey, Catholics are the largest group, followed by Baptists. But the fastest growing group are Americans who claim no religion at all, up from 8% in 1990 to 15% today.
Proportion of no religion has increased rapidly in New England. In fact, Vermont now is the most unchurched, religiously unaffiliated state in the Union.
Empty pews in churches in the North reflect our migration to sunnier states, where some congregations are seeing growth.
Let us pray.
Practicing Catholics at New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral are vastly outnumbered by tourists of all faiths, including one of Catholic and Mormon heritage, Patty Ciccolo.
I don't practice the Mormon or Catholic. I believe there is someone higher up there. I do my own meditation, that's all.
In fact, 70% of the adults surveyed said they do believe in a personal God. But Americans have lost their brand loyalty, if you will, now picking and choosing how they worship.
First of all, demographics.
Father Thomas Reese of Georgetown University says religion is no longer central to how Americans identify themselves.
Americans at their core are very individualistic, and we've become started to apply that to our religion now also, whereas we used to want to be in a religious congregation, in a church, because that was part of our identity as a group.
A change acknowledged by President Obama in his inaugural address.
We are a nation of Christians and Muslims, Jews and Hindus, and non-believers.
Increasingly diverse and free to practice, or not, as we see fit. Ann Thompson, NBC News, Washington.